This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that India is emerging as a major maritime power in the world. The Prime Minister was addressing the gathering today after dedicating three frontline naval warship combatants, INS Surat, INS Nilgiri and INS Vagshi, to the nation on their commissioning at the Naval Dockyard in Mumbai. Mr. Modi said it was also a matter of pride that all the three frontline platforms were made in India and congratulated all the stakeholders. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said this year is a year of reforms for the defence sector and by the end of the year, the defence sector will implement many reforms.
हमने रक्षा मंत्रालय में 2025 को ईयर ऑफ रिफॉर्म्स घोषित किया है. इसके अंतर्गत हमने रक्षा मंत्रालय तथा तीनों सेनाओं में जो भी जरूरी रिफॉर्म्स हैं उनके ऊपर कार्य करने का संकल्प लिया है. मुझे विश्वास है कि इस साल के अंत तक हम रक्षा क्षेत्र में कई रिफॉर्म्स को लागू कर चुके होंगे जो भारत के रक्षा क्षेत्र को नई ऊंचाइयों तक पहुंचाने में सहायक सिद्ध होंगे.
On the occasion of Army Day, President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan extended their best wishes to the country's courageous soldiers, respected veterans and their families. President Draupadi Murmu lauded Indian Army's humanitarian work during crises and disasters. In a message, President Murmu highlighted the Army's pivotal role in ensuring nation's security. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has emphasized that there is no place for Naxalism in a country witnessing unprecedented development. Addressing the convocation ceremony of Guru Ghasidas Central University in Bilaspur city of Chhattisgarh today, the Vice President said that Naxalism remains the biggest hurdle to development, particularly for the tribal people. A high-powered inquiry committee, which was set up after receiving information provided by U.S. authorities regarding the activities of some organized criminal groups and terrorist organizations, has submitted its report to the central government. The Union Home Ministry said the committee has recommended legal action against an individual whose earlier criminal links and antecedents also came to notice during the inquiry. It has also recommended that the legal action must be completed expeditiously. Several prominent candidates of BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress today filed their nominations for Delhi Assembly polls. A total of 194 nominations were filed on the fourth day of nominations today. The nomination process will continue till Friday. Meanwhile, the BJP today announced a list of star campaigners for Delhi Assembly polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Minister Amit Shah, BJP President JP Nadda, Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis are among the leaders included in the list of star campaigners. Electronics and IT Ministry today launched the Cyber Security Grand Challenge 2.0 with a combined prize money of around 7 crore rupees. The initiative focuses on strengthening the nation's cyber security competencies and capability building in key areas, paving the way for a more secure digital future. Meta India has apologized for its CEO Mark Zuckerberg's statement that the incumbent government in India lost elections in 2024 due to its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Amid the massive row over the remark, India representative of the social media giant apologized today, calling it an inadvertent error. Responding to the Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav's post, fact-checking Zuckerberg's remark on 2024 elections across the globe, Meta India Vice President Public Policy Shivnath Chukral on social media X said that Mark's observation that many incumbent parties were not re-elected in 2004 elections holds true for several countries but not for India. He said Meta is apologizing for this error. In women's cricket, India today registered its largest ever win by 304 runs, defeating Ireland in the third ODI of the three-match series in Rajkot, Gujarat. India clinched the series 3-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.